Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I get a constant busy signal when I call you on.
Welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. A lot of stuff there will help you with your small business, whatever you got going on, whatever's happening. You're frightened or excited, or you're taking advantage of an opportunity, you're trying to solve a problem. We've got something you can read or listen to or watch. We got a lot of multimedia resources there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And don't forget, take the poll question right there on the homepage. We ask a different question every week. We want to know what you think. Having a great visit with our good friend Pam Danziger. She's the author of Putting the Lux Back in Luxury. She's one of our top retail experts, especially focusing her time on the luxury shopper. Pam, we're talking earlier about this suspended consumption. How much of that do you think is because the economy is off, and therefore their ability, how they feel their ability to spend money is, and how much of it do you think it is them literally withholding spending because of the environment, the political environment?
Well, I think it can be a little bit of both, but you know, we're going into the most important season of the year for small business, which is the heavy third and fourth quarter period. And I really feel that the third quarter is going to be a bust from a consumer point of view, because they are waiting for this election by, right, you know, November or whatever date we're going to vote. We'll know the direction of the country for, like you say, the next 4 years. But if the wrong party gets elected, I think we're going to see a really weak holiday spending season.
Let's be honest. And folks, you know that I don't spend a lot of time on the show beating up on anybody. I just call it like it is. If I think there's a bad policy or bad behavior by either party, then I'm going to call it like it is.
Right.
But here's what I think. And I said this back in June. I predicted that Romney would be elected. I've said this on the show in my predictions for 2012. I predicted Romney would beat Obama. This is before Romney had even gotten through the primary process. And in June, I doubled down on that and said that it wouldn't even be close, that he would win, and it wouldn't be as close as people think. And here's why I think that, Pam. Mm. I don't think people are withholding their spending, businesses or luxury shoppers, because they're afraid Mitt Romney's going to become president.
Oh, heavens no.
That's not why they're withholding.
No.
But I do think they're withholding because they're afraid President Obama's going to get reelected.
Yeah,
Let's be honest, folks. We just have to call it like it is.
Well, I heard.
What do you think?
Well, I agree with you, and I heard in Tampa somebody. I don't even know who was putting it and positioning it this way, but I think this is the right way to position, because no matter how you feel about social issues, I mean, who are you going to hire to be the CEO of the United States? Because that's really who the president is.
That's right.
They're the chief executive officer of the United States of America. And who are you going to choose to hire for that position?
Yeah.
Is it going to be someone like Romney with the experience that he does bring, which is tremendous business experience, versus someone like Obama
it would be a harder choice as it was 4 years ago, when President Obama had all the right words, and we people gave him the benefit of the doubt and said,
right,
okay, you know, he hasn't really done anything, but maybe his ideas will work.
Right.
And so he was chosen. He was fresher than McCain, younger.
Yep.
He was the first black president we could really elect in America. That made a lot of folks excited, and it made America proud in a lot of ways. But now we know 4 years later that basically his plans are rhetoric. And here's the thing, Pam.
Yep.
In surveys that I conduct, that I report on, often say, well, we don't like the numbers, but we like the trend. In other words, we don't like where we are, but the trend of the survey is upward.
Right.
So I might not like where we are. I might not like the number, but I like the trend. With President Obama, folks, we got to tell it like it is. We don't like the numbers, and we don't like the trend.
There's no question.
It's not
about
trending.
It.
It's not trending in the right direction. It'd be his argument last night about whether you know we should give him four more years would have some validity if he could point to some upward trend. But there isn't anything like that.
No, it isn't, and it's really depressing. I mean, you know, and I think you're right. We were optimistic 4 years ago, and you know, we certainly have been proven wrong. And I just hope that people listen and really read the data, because the data is so bad, and the economy is struggling, and it is going to be small business that can either pull us out. But I think if we have another Obama administration, I think there's going to be a lot of small businesses that are going to fall because they just won't be able to be sustained with all of the regulation, with all of the new taxes,
well, mainly,
with Obamacare.
Mainly because there's no reason to believe that any of his policies will improve the economy, because all he's doing is talking about the same policies of the next 4 years.
Exactly, and we haven't seen
there's nothing new really
right there,
and so... So that's the concern I have. Well, that's the reason why I ask small business owners, if you're going to be a single-issue voter, vote for your small business.
Exactly.
Put your small business in front as the
right single
issue for you. Hey, Pam, give us the website again quickly, please.
It's unitymarketingonline.com. A lot of research there, a lot of help for small businesses to understand their consumer and their heavy lifter in the
and
economy.
How they can turn luxury shoppers into their customers. Thank you for being here, Pam. See you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.